Everyone loves a good ghost story. Think about it. When we were children sitting around a campfire, the one thing guaranteed to get a response was a good ghost story. As we grew older, we went to horror movies for the express purpose of jumping when the boogeyman stepped out from behind a tree. As adults, we found many other scary things with which to occupy our time, but nothing beats a good ghost story, especially on a rainy, thundering night. Such was the night I experienced recently at Swift Creek Mill Playhouse, where I caught their latest production, Blithe Spirit, by Noel Coward. This is one of those plays that is best designed by a master magician, and make no mistake about it, director Tom Witte is one of the best. I have been a fan of magic since I first drew breath, and have been fortunate enough to see many of the greats. Tom Witte belongs in their company, if not as a performer, than as a designer and master manipulator. Blithe Spirit is an archetypal British drawing room drama set on its ectoplasmic ear. Charles, as played by the delightful Richard Cook, is a very British married writer who sets up a séance with his friends in order to have a laugh and to do a little research for his upcoming novel. It's all in good fun until someone comes knocking at the door, someone from the great beyond. Charles's first wife, Elvira, played fetchingly by Rebecca Ann Muhlman. Of course, since only Charles can see her, everyone believes that he has gone mad, and so the battle begins for Charles to prove his sanity, and once he's at least convinced his living wife, the tension truly begins to build. Vicki McLeod is Ruth, wife number two, a steady woman who can't understand why she has to share her household with an unwanted specter. Her disappointment and hurt feelings are evident as she tries in vain to restore her life to normal. If the role of Madame Arcadi wasn't written for Amy Berlin, you would be hard-pressed to prove it to me. She delightfully takes the character, the local spiritualist and medium, into one of the highest levels of hilarity. Laurel Mann is the maid Edith, who is constantly aflutter and totally mystified by the goings-on around the house. Rounding out the cast are John Stork Maddox and Jacqueline Jones as Dr. and Mrs. Bradman, friends and accomplices in the séance. Each gives a good performance in essentially a straight man role. The one quibble that I have with this production is I never got the feeling of a true British comedy. One thing about the Brits is they bottle up their emotions while trying to keep a stiff upper lip. When the souffle finally collapses, it's just that much funnier. Here, the explosions start in almost right off the bat, and while it's still very funny, I think it would have been ratcheted up a few more notches. The technical side was very strong, with Joe Doran's lights and Marlon Scravey's costumes being impeccable. Paul Deese's sounds were very good and added a great deal to the proceedings. But the true star was with special effects, and they were supplemented delightfully by the rolling thunder taking place the night I attended. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.